going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, typically John starts this, but I wanted to bring this back because we're doing confessions. But we're doing it with a very special guest. He is a Houston native. He boxes out of Houston, and he's got a big fight coming up May 30th. They call him DFG. His name is Darius Fulgham. Darius, what's happening, man?
Hey, I'm blessed and excited to be here with you guys, man.
Well, we got confessions, and you're here, so you're going to take part. And my first confession, I think you're going to get Final Jeopardy last night, all right?
All right.
Do you watch Jeopardy?
I haven't watched Jeopardy in a very long time.
It's okay. I think you'll get my confession is I think you're going to get this question right.
All right.
And at least Figgy or Reggie are going to get it wrong. I saw this last night. It took me a minute. I did get it right. Not bragging because it was a little funny, but listen to this.
This game, NFL Geography. Here's the clue. It's the state with the lowest population density that's home to an NFL team.
That's good. Seconds. That's good.
Ooh.
The state with the lowest population density that is home to an NFL team. I was like you. It took me a second, then the light bulb went off.
Yes, I got to think about where the NFL teams are first and foremost.
Is that where you're starting? I was starting to think what state has the lowest population.
Yeah, that's where I went.
But it has to have an NFL team in it. So if I'm thinking about Wyoming, I'm like, why am I wasting my time?
Figgy, do you have an idea?
I have no idea.
Do you have an idea, Darius?
No, not right now. Give me a second.
All right.
Give me a second.
Reggie?
Now you got to be going through all 50 states.
I don't have it right now, but I got to think about what the teams are first and foremost. Yeah. And I'm trying to think about where. I immediately went to, like, who got the bad geography? Like, which of these teams is real bad geography?
It's a great question.
So immediately the ones that come to mind as possibilities, although Milwaukee's going to meet a lot of population. So, like, I'm thinking the Packers because of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. What other places do we have here?
What are you thinking?
I don't think it's going to be the Colts.
I'm trying to stay away really from the East Coast, too.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good idea
density. We're talking about density right now. I'm thinking of someone going somewhere on the West Coast.
I'm like, could it be the Raiders, but with the entirety of Nevada or Nevada? I don't remember which way you're supposed to pronounce that.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Time's up.
I got to give you an answer.
Got to give me an answer. Give me one, Figgy.
As weird as it sounds, I was going to say like the New York teams because they play in New Jersey.
That's a dense population.
Oh, trick question. Yeah. That's too dense, bro.
What's yours?
I'm just going to go ahead and throw up the Packers and not think too much about it.
How about you, Darius?
The Packers, though? Okay, so I don't know. I'm going somewhere, I feel like more West Coast, maybe a little more spread out, but I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
All three of you got it wrong. My first thought was Colorado.
I thought about that.
But I didn't say Colorado, Nevada.
So it was the Raiders.
So it was Nevada.
I mentioned it. I just didn't pick the right one.
It's got one city. Right. It's got one city. And it's really not even barely a million people, maybe not even a million people.
I guess you got a good point, though.
I mean, yeah, it's all tourists.
Everything but Vegas is really not that big.
It's just it's Vegas, but it's a big state or that's relatively big.
So, I was there. I just didn't pick the right one when I got tired of it. Okay, very good. Excellent.
It's crazy because now I'm thinking about Vegas. I feel like they got the biggest stadium, though, don't they?
They got one of the biggest stadiums, but they have one city, basically.
Yeah, but I mean, it's because they have a lot of tourism. Like, we think about it being, you know, big and flashy, but really, the people that actually live there.
Really, so you think about that, my fight's going to be in Vegas May 30th, and that's really the same thing where we have a lot of people that's coming in and out.
Yeah,
but you think about Vegas as a holdover really isn't that big.
Right.
I don't know. I guess that was a pretty good question, though.
Yeah, we'll get to that for sure. Next confession.
All right, so I've always wanted to train boxing, but my confession is I know I'm not cut out for it. Like, I just know. And the reason why I know, like, and it's funny because you would think, all right, boxing, like, people think about, like, the actual hits, and I think I could probably take the hit or whatever. The thing that I'm really worried about is conditioning. And I played soccer, but I made sure that I was goalie. Like, I hated all my running. And I'm like, the one thing you need more than anything, I think I heard Figgy talk about this when I was out last week, is just, I don't think people consider how long 3 minutes is.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in a fight, like fighting for, typically the street fights you see don't last for 3 minutes. Man, you just do that one time. And it's like, ding, 30 seconds back at it.
Unless you see the one I saw.
Yeah.
There was rumbling and bumbling for three minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
So like, I'm right? Like if I'm not going to do conditioning, boxing is just not going to work.
It's not going to cut it. So you feel like conditioning is the problem. It's nothing to do with getting hit. Nothing to do with performing.
It's got to have a little something to do with getting hit. I mean, it's in there somewhere.
I'm not saying I want to get hit, right? Like, I'm not, and I know that there are some of those boxers that, like, they thrive on, once they get hit, they feel alive. That's not going to be me at all. But the conditioning is the first place where I'm tapping out, probably.
Hey, listen, when the conditioning go, everything goes. I guarantee you can hit a lot more than you thought.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing I always hate, too, my biggest pet peeve is I've heard people say this before. They say, oh, you're a boxer. You know, You're used to getting hit. No, I don't.
No, you don't want to get hit.
No. They had this idea that like I like it or something. No, I guarantee the goal of my sport is to not get hit.
That's a great point. You're used to getting hit. No.
No,
I don't. Nobody right likes
now,
to get hit.
I'm telling you right now, I do not want to get hit.
Biggie?
All right, so my confession is completely random. I don't even know if this is a confession, to be honest. This might be a request.
Mm-hmm.
Could y'all stop putting the ring notification sound in commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Please sign the dog owner.
Yeah.
Because this Wendy's commercial that played, it feel like every single break, they got the ring notification in it. So my dog go nuts. He thinking somebody at the door. And yesterday I was watching the NBA game, a playoff game, and that same commercial played.
Oh, God, no.
It hit that, and to the point I got up. I was looking on my phone. I'm like, let me see what the door. And then I got all the way up with my little bad knee. I'm like, somebody at the door?
Mm-hmm.
My wife was like, boy, that's the commercial. Oh, I'm like, y'all made me get up out my seat.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all got to stop doing this. To me, this is up there with putting police sirens in songs.
Yes. I was literally just about to say that.
Stop. What's the purpose of putting a police siren in a song, man?
Stop doing that. Looking around.
Yeah. Well, that's the worst. On those commercials, and you're like, wait, what? Yeah.
You hear whoop whoop.
Yeah.
And it's a commercial. I'm like, man, what are y'all doing?
I'm trying to think of what, like, my least favorite commercial is. Because I don't think it would be. I know that some people have the, whenever one of the, like, Google or Apple commercials where they call out to the assistant and now your phone is doing all sorts of stuff. Like, I know some people feel that way, but I'm like, I can't think of one that I absolutely hate, and maybe it's just because I'm one of those people that watches TV where once we go to commercial, I kind of just zone out. I'm on my phone or what have you. But do you have a commercial that comes to mind that you're like, every time I see it, I just want to pull my hair out?
Do y'all remember that commercial during the Super Bowl? And this, I mean, I'm the same way as you. I don't really watch commercials like that either, but obviously during the Super Bowl, everybody's tuning in watching all the commercials, and they had one commercial in particular where it was like somebody hit the home button on the Roku or something.
Oh,
yeah.
And everybody looked around like, who on the remote?
My TV going?
You looking for the remote? Yeah.
The dog sitting on the
remote. Yeah, who's sitting on the remote? Who's sitting on the remote?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50
and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I have one, but do you, now that you know how the game is played, do you have a confession?
I don't know if this is necessarily a confession. This is more of, I guess, a hot take. He says,
oh, let's get this. That sounds great.
That's the best confession.
Yeah. I just hate the sound of rain. And it sounds like
Get out of here.
Everybody's always like, oh, I just love to sleep and it's raining. I'm going to sleep good tonight. I can't stand it. I just don't like rain. I don't like rain, period. And it's the worst. I live in Houston. It rains all the time. I hate the smell of it. I hate how it feels in my skin.
I thought we was going to be friends.
And how it feels in my skin, the humidity. I'm just not
the
a fan.
The smell of summer rain is so nice.
No, bro, it smells disgusting.
That's wild. Like, I'm somewhere.
That is a very hot take.
I might open the windows if it's raining, like, just to get that feel.
Yeah.
Like, I legitimately, so I spent a year at Kansas State University. And, you know, Kansas is very, very, very dry air, very flat and everything. And I was out there, and the first time it rained, I took a deep breath. And I was like, oh, I can breathe. Like, this is different. Yeah. Like, the humidity not being there. Yeah. And so I'm just, you are from here. Like, this is home.
I know.
That is so wild to me.
I can't stand it.
I got one more. I kind of want to see Darius draw blood from Reggie.
What? Wait, what happened?
I want to see Darius draw blood. Could you do that?
Now, I don't know if we're talking about nursing or boxing right now.
Yes. Okay, so for those who don't know, when I saw this, I thought, we got to do it. Like, you can draw blood, right?
Yeah, I could.
In two ways.
You're registered, right? Like, you're a registered nurse.
Yeah. So if we set it up and he could go, you're not working anywhere right now, right?
No, I'm not.
But you could have, you have the equipment and all that?
I don't have the equipment to do it.
But you would have access.
But I do have the skills to be able to do it.
Yeah,
so
somebody
you could
provided,
draw blood from Reggie.
I could have.
I don't know what you need blood for. First and foremost, we got to question that whatever you're doing there.
Just for the fun of it. And if the needle's not around?
All right. But
I got some boxing gloves in the car.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't. If you can't find a vein, do not ever put that
hard
as.
Was it hard for you to learn?
I didn't necessarily have any problem with it. There's a lot of people in my class that did, but me in particular, I haven't.
Yeah. So that's cool.
So one of the things
would you?
No. Why? What am I giving this blood for? Like, okay, if it's a blood donation, that's fine. But yeah, no, by the way, we have a text line where people text in. And from the 832, someone said, who the hell hates rain? Do you also hate babies, puppies, and rainbows? I am interested because you're a boxer that is also a registered nurse, and that I'm sure that comes up all the damn time. Is that one of those questions that you just get sick of answering, or you get sick of hearing
at
all?
That's why I worded it the way I did. I want to see you draw blood.
Yeah. I don't ever really get sick of that question, honestly. You know, it's one of the things as a boxer, I really want to kind of change the narrative of what a boxer really is, too, because there's a storyline that's always presented about boxers to be these guys that came from the streets that had nothing, who were ignorant, that was always fighting the entire life. But that doesn't fit me at all. And as much as I've been around boxing, I recognize that's not the scope of it at all either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boxing has such a wide, different variety of different people, and they don't need to be boxing in this one category of being this, you know, they want to go this underdog story of a guy who's been in the streets his whole life and made something of himself. But I've met so many people in boxing that are just smart, educated, who have great talents outside of just their ability to fight in the ring. And that's something I want to showcase, that boxers aren't just dumb, brash, brutal beings. Right.
Yeah, let's showcase that a little bit more. Yeah. So those were our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. We got Darius Fulgham. He's a Houston fighter. He's got a big fight May 30th in Vegas. Let's find out a little bit more about the nurse and the man that they call DFG. We'll talk to him more next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.